Unit 4, page 38, exercise 1.
Meet an Australian park ranger. More than 400,000 tourists visit the Uluru-Kata-Juta National Park and famous Uluru Rock in Australia every year. Rob Dinkins is a park ranger. He tells us about his work.
It's like the movies. Sometimes. Rangers have to do many boring things, like repairing fences or writing reports. But sometimes life feels like an action movie. Yesterday, for example, a hiker's camp stove set fire to some dry grass. I burned my hands when I was helping the firefighters, but if we hadn't acted quickly, the fire would have killed many plants and animals. The accident wouldn't have happened if the hiker had followed the rules. He shouldn't have lit a stove in the park. But he wanted some hot coffee. We save people's lives too. In 2009, a walker got lost in the desert. He shouldn't have gone hiking alone, and he should have packed more water. After 3 days, he ran out. On day 6, he managed to use his cell phone, and we were able to find him. If we hadn't found him then, he would have died. That was a very happy day for everyone. But sometimes I feel annoyed. Visitors do crazy things. One group needed help because they'd climbed Uluru in flip-flops. Of course I helped them, but I felt annoyed. They shouldn't have worn flip-flops. They should have prepared better. They wouldn't have gotten blisters if they'd worn boots. Another girl dropped her camera down a canyon. She should have left her camera at the bottom, but she tried to climb down and get it. She fell and broke her leg. We took her to the hospital in a helicopter. And no, we didn't rescue the camera. Here's a secret. I studied law in college. My dad was upset when I decided to become a ranger. Lawyers earn much more money. But if I'd followed his advice, would I have been happy? Every time I see Uluru turning pink in the sunset or a wallaby hopping past, I smile. Don't tell Dad, but I think I'd do this job for free.